How many of you have not figured out how to motivate your agents consistently? How many of you agents feel stagnant, confused, and wondering what on earth you can do to restore some sense of direction and motivation to your work and performance? A few weeks ago, I promised to gather my thoughts around what I see as possibly missing in the content and spirit of coaching and training agents. I've had 14 years to observe what's available in the real estate industry and made some interpretation of what's beneficial and what might be a distraction. I look forward to offering perhaps an additional perspective that could prove useful for managers and agents to understand about what the science tells us about how we work best. Most of you know my history, 31 years and counting, and even current work as a psychologist, psychotherapist, and neuropsychologist. Because of that history, I've become acutely aware of how a good portion of us waste both our universal and our unique, irreplaceable capacities, and how equally impressed by the impact we then do have to the common good of society when we move the needle ever so slightly towards those unique capacities being realized and exercised in the world around us, especially in one's work. My plan over the next few months is to hopefully wake you up to some of the possibilities of how your life and therefore your performance could improve, what foundational elements are at its core, and then to provide a very clear blueprint in the end of this to how to organize your mind and heart towards the development of excellence in all that you do. A few weeks ago, I asked a friend of mine, Mark Johnson, who until recently was an executive at the Tom Ferry Organization, why most agents seek out coaching. And he sent a few reasons. He said, oftentimes they come in and say, why do I say I want X and yet I behave Y? How do I develop persistence when I'm inconsistent? Despite all this hard work, nothing's working. What am I doing wrong? And even some people say, I'm a successful agent, but I'm bored. How do I get back that energy? So, over the next few months, we're going to develop a framework of common language about how to answer these questions and how to change them. And anyone who's ever traveled abroad knows what a relief it is to return to people who speak your own language. Communication becomes effortless, easy, natural, efficient, clear. So we are going to do that as we move forward to understand a clear language of how to change some of these internal battles that we all have inside that are and how to address these through common language. The first piece of common language is around the concept of mindset. What is mindset and why does it matter? It matters because, get this, it's been found by science to regulate what we envision, what we start, how long we keep going, and how we respond to any setbacks. Mindset is extraordinarily powerful, that we can't imagine what we've never seen or experienced. Now, this is just a teaser. I'm just going to tell you much more about mindset over the next couple of weeks. But in the meantime, I want you to feel free to have your agents join this series. Please send them a link to Work Puzzle, explain how to get this weekly, and deliver your own introduction, letting them know that I've spent countless hours trying to distill the best information on how we work best and how to initiate that progress. I look forward to spending that time with you over the next few months. Bye.